It's never rare in the music industry to see siblings debut where a solo or a group, such as Donny Marie Osmond, Brian Breen, Casey and Jagged Edge, but there was Nick and Eric Carter, one who's in boy group and one who's a solo artist. Today we're going over their history and what happened to them. And before looking forward, we have to look back. Nick was born in Jamestown, New York, where Jane and Robert Carr owned the bar The Yankee Rebel in Westfield. He had four ancestries, such as Welsh, Irish, German, and English. According to a DNA test, Carr is predominantly 62% North and West European, 11% Scandinavian, and 9% Italian, with his remaining genetics such as being Middle Eastern, Iberian, and Balkan. Growing up, he began acting and singing at a young age. When Jane heard him outside, enrolled him dance lessons and dance lessons in ballet and tap at the age of 10. He did several commercials such as the Florida State Lottery and the Money Store, talent shows, the Florida State Fair, auditioned for several acting roles in the late 1980s and the early 1990s, performing around Tampa Bay, Florida. But at 12, he would find his footing when he auditioned for the Mickey Mouse Club and the Backstreet Boys. He was asked to join the group and was given the choice of either joining the Mickey Mouse Club with a $50,000 contract or the Backstreet Boys. He chose the Backstreet Boys, and the Mickey Mouse Club was canceled a few years later. After joining the group, he had his own personal tour on tour. In 2002, the Backstreet Boys expressed a strong desire to lead their management company, the firm. Carr was the first member of the group to go solo and work on a solo album while being in the group. Around the time, Nick started writing songs and recording on his downtime when Jive asked him to do a solo album. As the group began recording their new live album without him, he started working on his first solo album. In September 2002, Nick released the first single, Help Me, which did well on Radio Countdowns, landing at number one on various stations, including New York City's Z100, and achieved considerable worldwide success, while the other single, I Got You, was a minor hit in Europe. On October 29, 2002, his first solo album, Now or Never, was released and sold over 500,000 copies in the first week, and it reached number 17 on the Billboard 200 and was certified gold, both in the United States and Canada. The album made the charts in many countries as well. He also launched a worldwide tour in support of the album and was number 9 on People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People in 2000 and was voted by readers of Teen Magazine, Cosmo, Girls Magazine's Sexiest Man in the World, B.L., Brad Pitt, and Justin Timberlake for the title. Between Carr and Timberlake, there was a media high rivalry between them, culminating in a medical 2009 meeting off camera on the set of Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, where Nick defeated Justin in an arm wrestling match. He was also featured on the cover of the magazine. In 2003, he went on tour where he performed at smaller venues like clubs, much smaller venues than what he had been used to perform with the Backstreet Boys, Getting his first DUI after refusing to comply with the police. This same year, he had started working on his second solo album, but that was put on hold when the Backstreet Boys returned to the studio to record in 2004. One of the tracks from the early recording sessions was used as the theme song to the television series House of Cards in 2006. Let It Go was written by Nick Carr and Matthew Gerard and Bridget Louise Benante. It would be 8 years before Carr finally focused on another solo. Nick had started working on the album in 2008, but most of the recording for the second studio album, I'm Taking Off, took place during any downtime he had between himself and the Backstreet Boys touring in 2010. I'm Taking Off was first released on February 2nd, 2011 in Japan and later released in the US on May 24th, 2011 on iTunes only. The album was later released in other countries on different dates. It was Nick's first studio album without the help of a major label, co-writing every song released except a bonus track in Japan. In Germany, the album was released by Glore, Canada 305 Records, and in Japan, MX. He recorded a duet with pop singer Jennifer Page called Beautiful Lie in 2009. Nick stopped started recording new songs for his second solo, working with Rami Yacoub, Carl Falk, and Toby Gad, Josh Hoge, Claude Kelly, among many others. February 2nd, 2011, Japan, in Germany, June 3rd, 2011, and in the USA on May 24th on iTunes. As of June 2011, his solo album reached number 8 in Japan, selling over 2,000 copies. In January 2014, he teamed up with New Kids on the Block drummer Jordan Knight to work on a duet album called Nick and Knight, debuting at number 24 on the US Billboard 200 and number 14 in Canada. They announced their album tour on April 30th on Good Morning America. The self-titled album was released on September 2nd, 2014. Fans were able to get a taste of the album when they pre-ordered by receiving a download of the song Just the Two of Us. The first single, One More Time, was released on July 15, 2014. It features a few tracks written by Nick and Jordan. In 2015, Carr announced that he would be working on his third solo album release later that year. The album was called All American and was released digitally on November 25th via iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. The CD release was delayed until February 2016 and released in Japan that same month. For most of the album, he worked with Dan McCullough along with Natasha Bedingfield and others. This album would see Nick going back to a pop rock sound like Now or Never. Some of the tracks on the album also have a sound like the 1950s and 1960s. The first single from the new album, I'm Away, was released on October 1st, 2015 on Bebo and is an acoustic ballad. The new CD, All American, was finally released on November 25th, 2015. In support, he toured between February and March 2016, and Avril Lavigne is also featured on the album. She sings with him on the song, Get Over Me. Careful, Florida on December 7, 1987, where Jane and Robert ran the Garden Villa retirement home. Carr began his performing career at the age of 7 as the lead singer of Dead End, a local band formed after the members met at a rock school that they attended. He left the band after 2 years because they were interested in alternative rock, while Aaron was interested in pop music. Carr made his first solo appearance singing cover of the Jets' Crush on You, one opening for the Backstreet Boys in Berlin in March 1997. The performance was followed by a record contract, and in the fall of 1997, he released his first single, Crush on You, Carr's eponymously titled debut studio album, was released on December 1st of that year. The album achieved gold status in Norway, Spain, Denmark, Canada, and Germany. It was released in the United States on June 16, 1998. Carr's second studio album, Eras Party Come Gay, was released on September 26, 2000, under the Jive label. The album sold more than 3 million copies in the US and was certified 3 times platinum by the RIAA. The album included the singles I Want Candy, Eras Party Come Gay, That's How I Beat Shaq, and Bounce, which achieved airplay on Disney and Nickelodeon. He also made several guest appearances on Nickelodeon, performing as an opening act at several concerts for Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys. In March 2001, he made his acting debut, guest star on the hit show Lizzie McGuire. That same month, he and fellow teen star Samantha Mumba performed a concert in MGM Studios Live on Disney Channel, titled Aaron Carr and Samantha Mumba in Concert. Aaron's part of the concert was released on DVD the same month as Aaron Party's Live in Concert. In April 2001, he made his Broadway debut, played JoJo the Who in Susico the Musical by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Fulharry. At 13, recording his studio album, Old Aaron, which was released on August 7, 2001, it featured his duet recorded with brother Nick and duet with new group at the time, No Secrets. Play Along Toys also created an Aaron Carter action figure in conjunction with the album's release. Oh, Aaron went platinum that same year, and a live concert at Baton Rouge, Louisiana was released on DVD as Old Aaron Live in Concert. He was featured on the film soundtrack for Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius on November 21st, 2001, with Leave It Up to Me, AC/DC's Alienation, and Go Jimmy Jimmy be released on the soundtrack. Carter's fourth studio album, Another Earthquake, was released on September 3rd, 2002, during the Pop Rock Parade in Retro Tour. The album featured the patriarch theme, America A.O. In the Ballad Do You Remember, he guest starred on 3 episodes of the hit Nickelodeon show All That, and sang the theme song to the PBS anime series Liberty's Kids, titled Through My Own Eyes. During the time, Carter's parents filed a lawsuit against Lou Pearlman in 2002, alleging failure to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in royalties in Carter's 1998 album, which was released through Pearlman's label and production company, Transcontinental. On March 13, 2003, Pearl was declared in contempt of court for ignoring a court order to produce documents related to royalty payments. At the time, he also dated Lindsay Lohan, along with girlfriend Hilary Duff at the same time, causing a feud between the two. But he broke up with Lohan in April 2003 and resumed dating Hilary. Later that year, he and Duff ended their on and off relationship after 2 years. Carter's most requested hits was released on November 3rd, 2003, as well as the new single One Back. On March 22, 2005, Saturday Night was released and promoted by Carter during his Summer 2005 remix tour. The song was released by Transcontinental label with Lou Pearlman as the executive producer. It was also featured in the soundtrack for the film Popstar, in which Carter starred. The direct-to-video film was based heavily on his own life as a performer. A real-life motocross racer, Carter, also appeared in 2005's Supercross. On March 21st, 2006, Transcontinental filed a lawsuit against Aaron with the Los Angeles Superior Court, citing that Carter allegedly reneged on a record deal. Carter signed a contract on December 7, 2004 when he was 17 and underage. His attorney, however, stated that Aaron had the right to cancel or void various agreements that were signed when he was a minor. Carter, alongside Nick and their sister Leslie, starred in House of Cards, which ran from October to November 2006 on the E! Network. The series features all 5 Carter siblings reunited to live in the same house. On September 18, 2006, it was reported that Carter was engaged to former beauty queen and Playboy model Carrie Ann Peniche. However, it was later reported that Carter broke off his engagement, saying he was impulsive in proposing to her.